What's in the news? 1 week till Election Day.
We need all help we can get.
I'm Steve Kathan in CBS News. It's the final push for everyone with a stake in the Alabama Senate race. Republican favorite Roy Moore has spent weeks denying the claims of nine women who accuse him of everything from improper conduct to molestation when they were teens and he was in his 30s.
I do not know any of these women. Did not date any of these women and not engaged in any sexual misconduct with anyone.
We dated for a brief time and we kissed with my consent. I'm very sad that he's decided to say he doesn't know me.
Debbie Gibson tells the Washington Post she was 17 and Moore was 34 when they met in 1981. She read from a graduation card.
I wanted to give you this card myself. I know that you'll be a success in anything you do, Roy.
Republicans have now stopped distancing themselves from Moore. President Trump came out and endorsed him. The Republican National Committee reversed course, now offering support, opening the campaign cash floodgates. Maybe this is why.
A CBS News poll shows 71% of Alabama Republicans say the allegations against Moore are false. The same poll shows Moore leading the Senate race 49-43.
Alabama political writer Steve Flowers.
His voter is an older person, and older people tend to vote more than younger people just for obvious reasons. They got more time to vote.
And they vote in a week. Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.